You're listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. This podcast is designed to give you reflective time to engage yourself around sensitive life topics for the purpose of offering manageable perspectives for your daily journey.
Hey, hey, hey! It's The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow, and I am Vessel. Listen, it is Tuesday, and I'm coming to you. It's very challenging. We are celebrating the unexpected transition of one of my younger brothers. He was 30 years old, and he was, perhaps, I really don't know how to say this, but he most definitely defied odds. Very young, newlywed to the life of marriage, and him and his beautiful wife really exuded what you want when you think about getting married to someone, high school sweetheart, someone you love. And because this was so unexpected for the family, he was already fighting a really, really good fight after doctors had identified a tumor in his head, and so found out that it in fact was it was cancerous, and I just don't think they ever did any further research until later in the game as to where and how it ended up in his head in the first place. But he fought through that, and they continued to live their life traveling. I mean, these last 3 years or a couple years, they really put the metal to the pedal, and I was excited about that, because again, you see young couples and they think that it's the end of their life when they get married, and it's actually not. It's the beginning. It's the beginning of something fun and exciting. They did not get a chance to have kids, and I think that is that was a decision that I'm sure they had to have made early in his diagnosis from the tumor from the head. But it's been quite interesting for me to be in this space. Some of you all know that in the previous podcast, after 15 years of having my child, my dog, just last month I had to, or the month before last, September 18th, I had to see you later to her. And so now to have this happen to me again is the reason why I am always pressing the conversation about managing your emotions and managing your trauma, because it's vital. It's very important to figure out how and what you need to cope that is safe and will prevent you from slowly sloping down into the abyss, that rabbit hole, sometimes very challenging to come back from. So I ask that. I'm not a fan of the term or the phrase "sorry for your loss," because I don't believe that my brother is lost, and I don't believe that I have lost anything, loss or lost. In fact, he has transitioned to the ancestral realm, where there's a lot of opportunity for him to advocate in that spiritual space. And so I'm honored to have had a great relationship, a really good relationship with my brother, before his transition. And so that's to say a lot, and I'm very happy about that. I just want to come on here and throw this out. This came into my mind as I was juggling all that has been happening in my life, and this phrase popped up: preparing for what you pray for, preparing for what you pray for, and how important it is to pray, meditate, really put your goals out there constantly. If you want to be a medical doctor, or if you want to be a mother or a father, and you want children, whatever it is that your heart has desired, are you preparing for that? And when I mean prepare for it, I literally mean, are you getting your mental, your physical, emotional, spiritual aligned to what you're requesting? And I think that this comes up for me because we have these lofty, exciting, very big aspirations in life, particularly me, I do. And there are a lot of things that I want to happen before my departure from this earth. And I know many of those things require some prep. Anybody who knows what you do in the kitchen, for our cooks out there, you got to prep. You know, you don't just get into the restaurant and everything's already made. No, in fact, you have a prep cook, stew chef, or someone that comes in, and they come in 2 and 3 hours early before the restaurant is even operational to the public. And they come in and fix all the things that need to be cut, diced, stewed, started, so that when the chef comes in, the chef is focused on putting those items, those ingredients, to make the main course meal. So there are some things that you must do when you're in that prayer meditation moment, and that is preparing for it. I recently had the love of watching my best friend purchase his first home, and the joy that it brought to my heart was, I couldn't not share it with him. You know, I was just like, what an amazing feeling to be sitting there and watch you sign your closing papers. You know, it's like this young kid, young man, young professional, made these moves, big moves. He had some very big humps in the road, and he made it over all of those obstacles, moved to a big city, and bought a home in a very, very nice community, black, predominantly settled black community in D.C. And anybody who knows the market today knows that that is a big thing, right? It's a really big thing to live in D.C., because it's so expensive. While I was sitting there and I was going through this this experience with him, there was some bumps in the road, and I pray that he does not mind. But since this one doesn't listen to the show that often, I'm not gonna be bothered by if he gets mad. He'll be all right. But there were some bumps in the road, and there was no certainty that the closing date that was scheduled or initially scheduled about a month before was actually going to happen. There was some hiccups in the road. And I remember getting in town, and I actually needed to get in town earlier just because of the pressure of managing my emotions and managing my trauma from, you know, the transition of my baby. And that when I got there, you know, he was already, you know, had informed me, hey, it may not happen this week. I was like, no, don't worry about it. I said, well, let's just do this. Let's go ahead and just pack. Let's pack as if it is going to happen. You know, we were literally a week and some change out, you know, and I was going to be there for about a week, more than a week. And so we started packing every day. We packed something. I dealt with the kitchen. He dealt with the bedroom. And, you know, I could see, you know, because he's working from home, I could see, you know, his desire to want this to happen when it was initially scheduled, but his also assurance that if it doesn't happen, he's okay with it. But we continue to prepare. Lo and behold, things happen to, yes, he was going to be able to close on that Thursday. And the movers, unfortunately, were not going to be able to come out and move on that day that he needed. They were going to be able to come out that following week. And so because we had actually done much of the moving, we could consider now, well, we realize we could move this ourselves. Now, let me just say this. We have agreed at a certain point in your life, now, when we're young, I all out. Yeah, move your own shit. I mean, oh, stuff. Oh, gosh, this is Tuesday. I don't know. Please forgive me for that. Move your own things. But this time, you know, and if you can afford it, you put that money aside. That's part of your moving expense. You know, you put the money aside to get movers, people who do it better than you, you know, and who have the patience, and you can go on about your week or your time, putting it into other things that you do need to do. But after we realized that the movers couldn't come, we had started packing everything. We were like, you know, it's three of us, you know, him, myself, and his cousin. We were like, we could do this. We could do this, right? So as we packed everything and we got the green light, we got the moving truck, we packed everything. And while we were packing, that's just one thing. The fact that we were able to make that decision to get and move the items ourselves was because we prepared. We prepared for what he had already prayed for. He had already made this request. But then the other thing that happened was almost, we had literally a full cart of unpackaged cooking items. I mean, now I must admit, my best friend has a challenge when it comes to passing by any sale, Nordstrom, Macy's kitchen sale. Like he is just, he has KitchenAids, three KitchenAids. I ain't gonna tell you the back end of that story, but he for a long time, many, many years was buying things. And he said this, and I remember him saying that, you know, one day he's gonna have a house. And you know, whether it be getting married and, you know, people bring all these things to the housewarming, or whether it be something that he purchased on his own. He was already assured that one day he would have a house and he would have the things that he wanted to put in the house. Well, that day came. And as we moved things into the house and unpacked things, we realized that it wasn't really much that if he did have a housewarming that he could ask people to bring, because everything was pretty much loaded in the house. Like literally he walked into from a one bedroom apartment to a three bedroom house. And it was literally furnished. Now that says also a lot about how much he packed into this one apartment, but we're not going to do that. I'm not going to do that to my friend, but I use that example to just tell you what a relief it was, one, to see when obstacles did come, because he was preparing and because we were preparing along the way, we were able to meet those other new challenges with assurance and with fervitude and with dedication, right? And we had prepared for them. And so it wasn't a big thing for us to have to move the boxes and furniture and things ourselves, because we had started the week, even though we didn't have the final answer. And I think that's the catch. Many of us want to wait on the final answer. We want to wait on the yes from, if you believe in God or that spiritual being, or that you don't want to move on the ideals of faith. And oftentimes faith is what needs to be in motion for you to really see the manifestation of what you're praying for. So I use this to say that in all that you're doing, as you get ready to prepare for the holidays, as you get ready to prepare for the new year, I strongly encourage whatever you're praying for, that you start preparing for it. Don't wait until you see the business happen. Start preparing for the business by opening up an account, by starting to secure the name, secure the website for your business, right? You may not even have the web page up, right? But you secure the domain for that page right now. And then as you continue to pray, you continue to prepare. And as you continue to prepare, when the actual preparation meets the actual blessing that you've been asking for, then it becomes such a most warming sensation inside of you to know that you had the faith to believe beyond what your eyes, natural eyes could see. That's pretty much the basis of this podcast. Please keep my family in your prayer. We're loving my sister, Camille Veronica, on today. She's only absent from the show because I really wanted to focus on doing the show today. And no, I didn't kick her off, but she's still with us, and you'll hear back either Friday or next week. She might be holding it down on Friday or next week, depending on how things and arrangements go for the family. Keep my family in your prayer, and I thank you for tuning into the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel. Have a great week.
You've been listening to the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow, with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at the V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.